Hey, how you doing today? Good. I don't want to hold you up. I don't know if you saw our trucks at the cons earlier today.
No.
Oh, okay. So, you just back from work?
Yeah, just got from the baseball game.
Oh, what's I gotcha. Well, we treated them, and then we've had this route of homes.
My wife coming through here.
Oh, we just had this route of homes in the area for the past couple of years.
Okay.
We're just finishing up tomorrow on the route.
Mm-hmm.
I just got two empty spots that they're letting me do it half off while we're out here.
Okay.
Who do you guys have coming for you now?
We have a Fairway Green.
Oh, for like lawn treatment?
I'm sorry, is lawn, are you?
Yeah, we're lawn. Just like prevention for the house.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I missed you, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Actually, we don't have anybody coming in. We've been actually pretty good with things.
Yeah.
So it's not been a problem. We sometimes see some of the house centipedes come in. Aside from that, nothing really.
Where do you see those guys?
They run into our house. You know, the big furry centipede kind of things.
So yeah, those guys?
Those guys, yeah. Are they called house centipedes?
That's what yeah. They're predatorial.
Okay.
And so, I mean, if you're seeing those, they're just eating other bugs in the walls.
Okay.
And that's our main target is just like really none of these homes have seen any like huge infestations or anything like that.
No, I haven't seen occasional wasps like building. It's not really a big issue for us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's an acute kind of thing, I remember once we had we moved in a few years ago, maybe we saw some excessive, wasps and stuff like that.
It's
not anything big for us right now.
Yeah. But, same with the cons. Yeah. They just kind of want to keep the value of the home high.
Yeah.
So we're coming with the foundation spray all the way around the house. All
right.
It's a non-repellent, so it's really nice because any of the bugs that are trying to sneak up there, they'll carry it back to the main nest.
Okay.
Like those ants down in the...
We do have ants. What can you do about that?
Do you get, are they little ones?
I guess people call them little pissant kind of things, and little tiny ones. We usually get them where there's, kind of moisture in some of the sills on the window, particularly in our kitchen, we find them up on there. So that's one thing, actually.
Okay.
So I don't know what... Does exterior treatment treat that, or does mostly things that are inside?
So on the first treatment, we go under the sinks of the house. And just treat right inside the wall voids.
Okay.
Because once they get in, they use the plumbing kind of like a highway through the house.
Interesting. Okay.
And then that's probably why you're seeing the centipedes.
They like moisture, right?
Like
moisture. Okay.
It's good for their eggs.
Yeah.
That's probably why you're seeing the centipedes, is they're just eating those ants.
Yeah.
And so we'll do that treatment right inside the wall voids of the home.
We have to be home, though.
Yeah, on the first one,
Let me talk to my wife. Hey, Lori. Okay. Yeah, here. Sorry, I missed your name.
Oh, I'm Derek.
Pest control. He's kind of looking around. I'm still
limping. Sorry,
Charlie Horseman. That's the worst.
Pest control, and we were talking about house centipedes and ants.
Yeah. And yeah, we have little ants out in the kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was saying that
from the rain.
Yeah. They get when it rains, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's kind of saying house centipedes and ants might be sort of related in that, because ants are basically food for the house centipedes.
Okay. So what is?
Well, he's kind of offering perhaps to do something for us.
Where do you spray?
So we come on the first treatment. We come under the sinks of the house.
Okay.
Do you see the ants in the bathrooms too, or just kitchen?
It's just the kitchen, and it's by the patio door.
Okay. And then is your basement finished?
No.
Okay. So we'll treat around the basement as well. Make sure and catch any you see a couple spiders down there occasionally.
Sure. Yeah, spiders and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll get those out, and then we'll come under the sinks, where the pipe goes in the wall, just treat right inside the wall voids of the home.
Uh-huh.
We'll also go around any doorways and the windows, so that if anything's sneaking in that way, catch those as well.
Okay.
And then do all along the foundation, and then that way gets any of those ants trying to come up on the house and under the
siding.
But
you're only really treating what, spiders, ants, centipedes, or what are you treating?
Really everything. We also have a big extendable brush.
Okay.
We go through all the eaves, wipe up any spider webs on the house, and we get a repellent up there so that wasps and carpenter bees aren't coming up on the house. And then do you have a deck out back?
No, it's just
a patio. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say a lot of people see the carpenter bees.
Yeah, we don't really.
We have maybe one around the side here that follows us.
I mean, we get yellow jackets.
Paper wasps mostly, yeah.
Is that up in the corners?
Yeah, up in the corners, and wherever they find out. There's one of that eave over there. definitely went under there that we've been seeing something occasionally, you know, come under the shed and stuff like that.
Okay.
Kind of typical places. Sometimes they'll plant themselves up in the corners up there.
I gotcha. Yeah.
It's kind of random, individual small nests. Mm-hmm. Never seen anything too big, but you know, sometimes they get in the house.
Okay.
Sometimes through the floodlight, we have overhead, you know, a recessed light, floodlight, sometimes they come through there, I think.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that repellent that we get up there through the eaves is really nice because it masks, like, they leave pheromones behind.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you'll see them keep coming back to kind of similar areas. Mm-hmm. And that'll mask that pheromone so that they don't keep coming back. Yeah, so we're finishing up the summer treatments. We're here in the neighborhood through the weekend.
Okay.
I've just got like two empty spots for tomorrow that we're doing enough off.
What's the fee?
I'll show you.
But you have to go in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the first one.
Be around for that.
Yeah.
We will.
Oh,
be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless what time can you come? Do you guys come around? Just
I'm
during
sorry.
Like.
Might
yeah. Yeah. Go right ahead. Yeah. I can talk a bit. Yeah.
Let me see what I've got open.
Because we're working, so it's kind of both working.
Yeah.
It was after work or something like that.
Oh, actually, tomorrow filled up. What's Saturday look like for you?
Well, Saturday's a little unpredictable because you have two sports things to take care of, but we're generally could work around it probably, it's hard to say, you know, maybe some, like mid-late afternoon, like after one or two or something.
I've got a 2 and a 4 open.
And how long does the treatment take?
This first one, inside is about 15 minutes, and then outside is a half hour.
4 o'clock. Probably work out.
Okay. Yeah, the nice thing is, after this treatment, on the quarterlies, we can just control everything from the outside.
Okay.
So, on the follow-up visits, you don't have to be here every time.
Okay.
So you want 4 o'clock?
Yeah, 4 o'clock, but before you do that, obviously, we want to know how much...
that's right. Sorry.
That's kind of important.
What's your square footage?
You know, I ask my wife that all the time. I'm not really sure.
That's fine.
We got 2.5 baths, so I'm figuring it must be some. We're about 2,500 square feet, guessing, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
I think it's typical for this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So yeah, I asked the bathrooms for that treatment under the sinks.
Okay, all right. We have 2.5 baths. So.
Okay.
3 sinks.
Normally,
actually more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4 sinks. Two sinks in the bathroom, in master bathroom.
Oh, okay, perfect. So yeah, we'll get under those.
Okay, $199. Yeah,
that's the normal cost. Yeah. Since we're already out here though, we're just knocking that down to $109.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I'm putting everybody on the lowest house size.
Is there a contract that has to go with one or the other? If you get one, you have to sign up for a contract?
Yeah, okay. First year just lets us guarantee that we can get all those eggs flushed out.
So you're in here every month or quarterly?
We come, I'll show you here. We just do the billing monthly. We come here in June.
Mm-hmm.
We'll follow up in July, just catching anything else that's hatched out.
Okay.
After that, it's every 3 months.
Okay.
And then it's nice too because anything in between, if you see any bugs, it's free.
Okay.
So.
You know, we also, now I'm just reminding myself, tell me if you know anything about these bugs. We were trying to figure out there's something like flower beetles, but they're not anywhere in our pantry. They actually, like whenever we flip on the light on the chandelier in the hallway here, they just kind of, they're like buzzing around and flying everywhere, and they get everywhere. They look like little, this very tiny, tiny little things. So they have wings, obviously, they fly, look little beetles.
Hmm.
Do you know anything about this? Because we get these now, even sometimes, there's always a time of the season around now, if we leave the light on for any extended period of time, they're coming in. I don't know if they're coming in through cracks in the window or something, but they're attracted to the light, and they start dropping onto the floor like crazy, and it seems like they're almost like living in the light, and all they do is like kind of wait for them to... I don't know if you have a picture of anything, but it's really small, kind of beetle-like things. And somebody said they're like flower beetles, and I don't know.
That's it. When you say beetle, does that mean
they're
really
hard? They are hard shell. They're like beetles. They look like little beetles. But they seem to have... they fly. They don't like anything you have here.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like them before.
Do you think you'd be able to find some right now?
No, not right now, no. Okay. And actually, I think a while ago, we actually went to a service and we actually brought a sample, and they said it was a pantry bug or a flower beetle or something. But
they're not around food.
They're not around food. Hmm. We checked all our pantries and stuff. But do you know what flower beetles look like? They're like little things, right? Are they tiny?
I'm not actually sure.
Okay. We're almost going to take them to like Rutgers and entomology to tell us what was going on because we didn't know what was going on. So and they come up every so often, and it's kind of weird. But I don't know if that could do something. I don't know. Like, you know, it just comes to mind as another little pest that we have.
Yeah. So they're typically, you said, just front entrance.
They seem to be. So in this up where that window is, that's really just an extent of a tall foyer, kind of basically. So there's a chandelier hanging, you know, light fixture kind of chandelier thing just hanging out under there.
Uh-huh.
So when we turn a light on, you know, we don't have to wait very long until they start coming in. Usually it's in the summer months or when it's warm and we've kept the back door open for a little, you know, kind of sliding door back and forth in and out. So I think they're coming in from the outside, but I've just never seen these creatures before. And nobody can really identify them. So I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, just something that may be controllable. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll treat... So we'll... Oh, I'm squeezing this too hard. We'll treat around all the windows,
Okay,
all those like wall shutters.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
Yeah, we'll do around that like attic vent.
Okay.
Is that what that is up there?
Yeah.
Is that just
decoration? No, there's an attic in there, so I guess it's, I've never actually noticed, but I think it is an attic vent. Yeah.
Okay.
False. Yeah, I think it is real.
Okay. And then we'll treat all in those eaves with that brush.
Okay.
That should keep anything from crawling any little cracks. Okay. If they keep coming, like, just call us.
Yeah, and I'd like to kind of see what they look like and kind of see what they're all about.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Is there anything I'm good with this. Anything I need to sign or right now? Or
yeah. Okay. I just need some quick info.
Sure.